Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today, and I'm pretty delighted with our leading lady today, I have to say. So let me just share a little bit of what we're going to talk about. We're going to be talking about how to increase your business with LinkedIn. And for any of us as professional women or women owners or women in business, it's like I think all of us know how powerful LinkedIn is. And today we're going to kind of unpack some of those things on how LinkedIn can not only help you increase your business, but how to be found and how to find people on LinkedIn and find value out of it. So our leading lady today, I am delighted to introduce, is Rhonda Scher, and she is the owner and CEO of Your Connection Consultant. I personally can vouch for how fabulous Rhonda is. And Rhonda, can you please say hello to all of our listeners and welcome?
Hi, and thanks so much for having me, Michelle. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, girl, I have watched your evolution over the years. I'm going to go there because you are roadworthy. You have a lot of experience about how to, at least back kind of in the day, networking. And then, you know, this thing called LinkedIn came out, and I have watched you publish books. I mean, you are an author of an international bestseller, Converting Connections to Cash and Relationships to Revenue. You're also the author of the ABCs of LinkedIn, and I love this phrase, get LinkedIn or get LinkedIn left out, and you just have spoken all over. And I really, you know, just from a general sense, can you kind of share maybe a few fundamentals of what do you see people missing about how to increase your business with LinkedIn, just on a general sense?
Well, that's such a great question, Michelle, because the reality of it is that what happens is that people don't realize that LinkedIn is the largest business platform in social media everywhere. So if somebody Googles you and you have a LinkedIn profile, there's a 70% chance or better that your LinkedIn profile is going to show up on the first page of Google. What people don't realize is they still treat LinkedIn like a place where they would put a job resume. So if you look at the banner in the background, a lot of times it's blank. They just default to the blue. The headline, they just default to their current title. So they'll never get found. They don't have the right information on there. And what it can do is bring you a ton of business and referrals if you are optimized and your profile is complete. Did that answer the question? I want to make sure I answered you.
Yeah, no, it did. I think it set the stage. I mean, this is what's exciting and frustrating all at the same time about LinkedIn is that, you know, for years everything was about, oh, beef up your profile. And what's interesting is that, you know, pretty much everybody's on LinkedIn. But I think our focus today, you know, in talking to you, is that our focus is on business owners and entrepreneurs, not necessarily career seekers. So, you know, maybe you can kind of share with our listening audience, which is international, by the way, as well, you know, what are some of the, I guess, mistakes, the biggest ones that you see business owners or entrepreneurs make when it comes, you know, to either how they act on LinkedIn or what's on their profile or just in general? Like, what are they doing wrong? Because I always like to start with that route, right?
Well, I'm going to answer the first part of your question because it's such a great question. You said, you know, what are they doing wrong? And LinkedIn is a place that's about serving, not about selling. And very often what people do is they will send you an invitation to connect, and it's a sales pitch. They don't even know you. So if you could imagine, you know, way back in the day on a first date, you know, instead of just getting to know somebody over coffee, it's like, well, let's go home, spend the night, and let's plan the rest of our lives. You know, they start right out of the gate. And the reality is that you're going to do business with somebody that you, the know, like, trust factor. So that's one of the biggest mistakes in terms of how people use LinkedIn, as opposed to sending an invitation. Hey, Michelle, came across your profile. Noticed that we share some common connections, some common interests. Be great to connect. Looking forward to learning more. Best regards, Rhonda. Now, you get that. You pop over to my profile. You see it's very complete. LinkedIn says if you have 501 connections, that's the magic number. That's why it's 500 plus. You know, you can tell from my profile how to reach me. You can tell what I do, who I do it for, the problem I solve, what other people say about me. Kids don't count, right? it's a joke. But, you know, you can see all of that. And what people need to realize is that the same way that you interact offline, when you meet somebody in a networking event, it's a get to know you, just like with CWI, which is an amazing, you know, place where people can interact. It's not a sales, you know, it's not a sales call, right? It's,
well, you know, here's something. I think all of us can think of those times when I'm going to just say stupid people, because I honestly, I don't get it. I'm like, do you not even know what you're doing? Is as soon as you connect, they're like, hey, you know, here's all my services. And you're just like, really? Do you not get it? Like, what would be your recommendation of a first step? Or can you share, you know, when you connect with somebody, like, what do you say to get their attention? And then once somebody connects, like, what would be maybe one, two, or three steps that would help you in kind of, you know, starting to build that relationship as opposed to soliciting? Because that's what some stupid people are doing. I get it all the time. And
they,
I just think, oh my God.
So let's backtrack for a second to your question before this, and then we'll jump right into that. So first of all, you know, you would never go to a business event in your running clothes, right? Unless you were a coach, you know, unless you were a personal trainer and that was your uniform. So you want to make sure when you're on LinkedIn, you have that professional photo, you have a professional headline, a banner, a summary, all the sections are filled out. You're dressed for the party, so to speak. And then it's so easy, Michelle, to just hit connect. But all that says to somebody is you're lazy. Instead of a personal connection, so you look at the profile and you say, wow, in fact, I recently connected with somebody that we had 868 common connections and didn't know each other. Can you imagine? We both know 868 of the same people and had never connected on LinkedIn. So the message goes something like, hi, Michelle, came across your profile, noticed that we share common connections, and then you look for something that you have in common. Maybe you volunteered for Big Brothers Big Sisters, or have to do something for, Susan G. Komen or whatever. It doesn't matter. You just want to find a place of commonality. And you just send it off just like that. And then when you accept the invitation, you send a thank you, because that's how the dialogue opens. So when somebody accepts your invitation, you send them a note back and say, Michelle, thanks so much for accepting my LinkedIn invitation. I'd love to know more about you. Here's a little bit about me. So I just tell you a little bit about me, and it's not a sales pitch. It's more, this is what I do. Love to know more about you. If you're interested, love to set up a virtual cup of coffee or a short call. And then I just provide a link to my calendar system. And on average, I will tell you that I book 3 to 10 appointments a week just with that simple thank you note. And my clients do it.
Wow.
How powerful is that?
Well, it's just like the old days of networking when people would be, you know, you exchange business cards, then they're vomiting information at you about them and doing business with them. I mean, there's protocol here, and I like that. You know, I know a lot of people that are on LinkedIn are like, okay, you know, I want to know more meat, right? And I know there's this big conversation out there where people will say, well, should I get the premium version? Should I get Sales Navigator? It's like, can you just kind of share what the benefits are of doing the pay to play kind of increase in levels for business owners?
Absolutely. So we know that back in October of 2015, Microsoft bought LinkedIn for $26 point something billion. And because of that, it's changed quite a bit. It looks very, very different. And as a result, you can no longer do a lot of the things you could do with the free version. So why you want Sales Navigator is because Sales Navigator is really like a CRM in a way. It'll save leads for you. You have the ability to do very narrow searches. So if for example, you were looking to bring in more members to CWI, you could actually put San Diego in, you could put a zip code, you could put the titles of the people you're looking for, the years of experience, all of that in there. Now, that's a huge advantage, but here's where the magic happens. When somebody looks at your profile, free version, you can only see the first three people. Well, when somebody is looking at your profile and they happen to be in your target market, you can actually, and they don't connect, let's just say they do a drive-by, you can send them a message and say, hey, Michelle, I noticed that you looked at my profile. I looked at yours and saw that we share a lot in common. Would love to connect and learn if there's a way we might be able to do business together, whatever it happens to be. So with the paid version on Sales Navigator and on Premium, you can see who has looked at you. The Premium version is tied to something which is the Lynda, L-Y-N-D-A, which is the learning platform of LinkedIn. And you can go get that for $30 a month on your own. Most people don't take advantage of it. And you miss out on all the other stuff that Sales Navigator gives you, which, again, is the advanced searching. There's so many ways that you can be creative with it. The other reason for the paid version is if you're posting every day, and I make a point of posting every single day, and I post a lot of motivational stuff. And, Michelle, if you can hit like, if you can hit share, and you can just cut and paste, right? And I tested this, actually, on a Sunday because I wanted to see if it would work. So I posted a really cool little graphic that said the five people you surround yourself with, the admired, the motivated. And I put just one line. It said, who do you surround yourself with? I got over 10,000 views, 183 likes, and a bunch of comments. But why is that important? Because you get notified on your phone the minute, if you have the settings correct, the minute somebody likes your post or comments on it. And if they and if you actually reach out to them within those 5 minutes, you're going to get them on the phone or into a live message.
Wow.
And I cannot tell you. And recently I did that. Somebody I hadn't talked to in ages just happened to like a, you know, a post that I put up. And so I reached out and called her on the phone. And it ended up to be the most amazing conversation. I ended up giving her a referral. And, you know, who knows where it's going to go. So if you really are serious about wanting to generate 10 to 20% more business using LinkedIn, get Sales Navigator. And I make nothing on that, by the way. It's $60 a month if you pay annually or $80 if you do it monthly. I don't make a dime off of it, but literally it's probably one of the best write-offs you could ever have.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. I mean, I know I've had Premium. We've considered Sales Navigator, so I guess I just need to go upgrade. You know, there used to be all this talk, Rhonda, about how you search for people, right? And I want to back up a minute. You know, I'm going by conversations I've had with other professional women, right? That's the pond I play in. But, you know, a lot of women have been saying how it's like now when they go to LinkedIn and they get a connection with somebody, that was the whole goal, is then you see their contact information. And now people are turning that off. Is that correct? Like, is that a variable option for people to be able to turn their contact? Oh, my gosh. So then how would you do that as
a
workaround?
Well, there's a reason for that, okay? And do you know why they do it? Because a lot of times the people that you're connected to, a lot of times are your clients. So, for example, I have a client, well, you actually know her, Shelly Harrison, right? She's owned the Speaker
mm-hmm,
Bureau.
Mm-hmm. I do now. I love her.
Yeah, she's amazing, right? The power of connecting.
Yes.
And if Shelly had, I like to say, you know, when you leave your home, you don't leave your door unlocked, right? Not in California anyway, right? Maybe if you lived in Ohio, you might, but not in California.
Correct.
So, you know, if you have clients and you don't want somebody to quote unquote poach, and, you know, we know that we would never do that, but there are some people out there that might want to do that, right? Well, if you show who all your connections are, guess what? You make it really easy for somebody. You can't search them anymore. You used to be able to search them. I could actually put in, if I was looking, for example, here's a great story. So I was visiting with an area manager of a mortgage company. And I said to him, you know, if I want, this was before LinkedIn made the change. And I said, if I wanted to know all of your branch managers, because everybody was always trying to recruit them away, is there any way I could find them? No, you'd have to do a whole lot of work. Well, he didn't know how to do his privacy settings. Again, this is before LinkedIn made that change. So I just put into his connections, right, branch manager, and I came up with every one of them. And he said my favorite two words after that, you're hired.
Wow.
After his mouth dropped. So now, if you turn it off and it's a privacy setting, the only thing you'll be able to see are the connections you share in common. But LinkedIn will default, in most cases, and I'm not 100% certain of this, to allowing you to see them. But the only way that you could actually really go on a deep dive, so to speak, is to actually do a screen save to see who somebody's connections are.
Wow.
So that's how it's changed, very drastically, actually.
And then I guess that leads to the question, what are some tips or suggestions or even, like the top three that you'd recommend? How do people generate leads on LinkedIn then? I know it's about finding people, reaching out to them, not being salesy, I get it. But what are some things that you would give our listeners as tips on generating leads?
So let's use a real life example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For you, for example, you're looking for, tell me what you would like to get on LinkedIn, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it. How's that?
Well, I'm ready to take notes, so I'm just glad we're not having a radio show where everybody knows. Are you ready? Here's my target market. We want to meet diverse. I love this. Are you kidding me? Come on, Rhonda. It's like, I want to meet diversity and inclusion officers of corporations and companies and organizations. Or I want to find individuals that are in human resources or people that, and it doesn't have to be just women, or in human resources or marketing of companies. That's who
okay.
I want to find.
So what would their title be? What would their title be?
Diversity and Inclusion Officer is one.
Okay.
Marketing Coordinator, Marketing Officer, Chief Marketing Officer, Human Resources.
Cool. Let's go to the next area. What's the geography you're looking for? Because you're in L.A., San Diego, Orange County. So let's just pick mm-hmm. one that you want to work in. Give me an area.
Let's say Los Angeles.
Perfect. So if we were using Sales Navigator, and you could do it on the free version too, but remember you're going to be limited and you're not going to have as many filters, okay? So you would go mm-hmm. to Sales Navigator and you would put that in, and you would put in Diversity Officer, Los Angeles, and you may come up with, and I'm not doing it right now in front of a computer, but I will later just for you. But what's interesting is you may come up with, 35,000 or however number, whatever that number is. So let's say you want to narrow it down even more. You can put the number of years of experience of that person in that position. You could pick it by university if you wanted to. There's so many ways you can use the keywords. So once you get that list of people that you now want to reach out to, where the magic happens, Michelle, is in the messaging, okay? And that's when you're making that connection request. There's also InMail, and InMail is what comes with Sales Navigator. It works really well if you know how to work it, and you never want to make it more than 100 words. You want it short and sweet. You want to make your title, your subject line has to be very precise. They don't want to be sold, and you always have to write it from the standpoint of standing in their shoes. If you got this message, this invitation, or you got this InMail, would you read it? Would you respond? And the goal being
right.
that when they get to your profile, in those first three lines of your summary, you want to let them know why they want to connect with you. So you have an organization that actually supports these women. And that's what your first three lines of your summary are going to say, what it is that you do for them. And again, you put into your summary a lot of the benefits and things like that, but it's really crafting your message and being, I say, the smaller the niche, the more you get rich. So just hone in on
like
who
that.
You're looking for. Yeah. So that's how you're going to do it. And even if you're doing the free version, you're going to do it the same way. But you want to craft that message in such a way that you're not selling, you are serving. And they know there's something in it for them to start a relationship, to have that first, real or virtual cup of coffee. And the other thing
I love that.
Really
and I
strongly recommend.
Oh, go ahead. Nope, you go ahead. You finish up.
Oh, I was just going to say that one of the things that I recommend everybody do if they're really looking to generate business is to use some kind of a calendar program, whether it's Simply Book Me, Acuity, Schedule Once, doesn't matter what it is. That is the fastest and easiest way to get somebody to set an appointment with you.
I love those little Book Me services. Yeah, those are quite efficient from a productivity standpoint if you use it right. You know, I want to shift a little bit because we got limited time, and I think this is all great. I want to, you know, just kind of like interrupt here and say if people want to know more about how to use LinkedIn if they're business owners. I know you work anywhere. You train, you speak, you talk, you consult, even virtually or in person. How do you want people to reach you? How would you like people to get in touch with you?
Probably the easiest way is just to send me an email, Rhonda@yourconnectionconsultant.com. And they could even go to yourconnectionconsultant.com. I have a free giveaway called 7 Steps to a Profitable Profile. But the best way is actually just send me an email. And if they put, you know, that they heard me on this radio show, I'm happy to, you know, send them a link to set up a complimentary appointment with me to talk about how I can help them and give them some suggestions on ways that they can grow their business, get more referrals.
I love it. Okay, cool. And I know we'll have a link to your website on our radio show page as well. So that's all awesome. I want to talk a little bit about you. I mean, you have been a speaker and a trainer on building relationships and networking. I mean, how did you kind of evolve into being the LinkedIn specialist and expert? Because that's quite a transition. I mean, it's similar to networking, but what was kind of the road for you to be a specialist in LinkedIn from what you've done in the past?
Well, my original background was I was a paralegal for 20 years. So research came very naturally to me. And the way my mind works, I'm the person that does a lot of crosswords and I do Sudoku. So I have a very logical way that my brain works, and LinkedIn was just a very logical extension for me because I'm a natural connector. You know, I'm sort of a business yenta. I'm always introducing people to people, and yeah, I even, you know, fixed up my mother, you know, with my friend's father. I mean, I'm just a connector.
Oh, my gosh.
So when LinkedIn came out, for me, it was, oh, my God, what the sandbox. This is amazing. You know, now I can actually network with people across the country. And I, you know, I can go to events and I can bring the people that I meet at events like CWI when I come to the amazing lunches. And I can connect with those people on LinkedIn. And imagine that, you know, if the average person knows 250 people, wow, you get off your quote-unquote ask. And you never know who you can meet because that in-person networking now goes. So I just married the online and offline. That's all I really did. With my knowledge of, you know, being a paralegal, I could get around LexisNexis with my eyes closed. So LinkedIn was just like first grade for me. It was so much fun. I couldn't believe it.
Well, and look how LinkedIn has changed so much. I mean, were you one of the early adopters to LinkedIn and just kind of started using it, and that's how you saw the potential, or what was it? Yeah?
I did. I saw the potential, and I saw what was happening with Facebook, and I saw how LinkedIn was getting ignored. And so in 2009, that was when I wrote the ABCs of LinkedIn, and it's so outdated now. But the one thing that I would stress, and we didn't get a chance to talk about this, Michelle, is LinkedIn has a publishing platform called Pulse, P-U-L-S-E. And it is, now I'm the woman that has a black belt in shopping. Let me tell you, free is good. And only 3% of all of the people on LinkedIn take advantage of it. 3%. So if you wrote an article once a month, can you imagine how much visibility and credibility you would have just by virtue of taking advantage of a platform that's free? And you don't need to have the paid version to take advantage of Pulse. You can have the free version and still do it.
We'll talk a little bit about that. I mean, so with Pulse, it's like, how do you, you know, I see people that are in the leadership space. You see people that are now posting, you know, kind of like, you know, tear your heart, you know, kind of things on video.
Sure.
I mean, there's some parameters around that, right? With video and what you post, or is there?
Well,
so,
it's got to be in good taste. No, it's got to be in good taste.
Sure.
You know, one of the interesting things is that because of the relationship with Google, right, and Microsoft and all of that, there are a lot of people that have gotten picked up by Forbes and other really big magazines because they're publishing so often on Pulse. And so you have the ability to get viral with it. And you want to make sure that what you're putting out there, there was a recently the other day somebody wrote about LinkedIn's coming out with a new thing called live video, and it's just being beta tested. And so you can, you know, you don't even have to put your own content out. You can just reshare other people's content that's out there. But the reality of it is if you put original content out there that people want to know about and people want to read that isn't salesy, you can get the attention of some pretty big players. And that's what the influencers do. You know, so there's no magic to it. You just have to test it, but you have to do it. And only 3% are doing it. That's the thing that's so amazing.
No, that's pretty big. But, you know, I can hear our listening audience, and they're like all these business owners that are going, what? One more thing to do? Are you kidding me? You know, kind of what's your opinion of somebody paying someone to do their LinkedIn posting and building a strategy or doing it themselves? Any words of wisdom for our listeners?
No, I think that it's a great idea. You know, I always work within your strengths. You know, honestly, Michelle, would I ever think of doing my own hair or my own nails? I wouldn't go out in public, you know? It's
right.
Like, work with your strength. So if your strength isn't writing, if your strength isn't in that space, there are lots and lots of great people out there that you can hire to do that for you. And you don't have to pay an arm and a leg either. You could even go on Upwork, for example, and just find a really good writer who's going to write for you once a month, you know, or Elance. So absolutely, you know what? If it's not in your, you know, expertise, then have somebody else do it. And that's totally fine because it's original.
What tips do you have? I mean, I just hear business owners cringe all the time about what to post. You know, I mean, it's funny to me. It's like you start talking to somebody about their business and they'll give you 20,000 things that are tips or things to keep in mind. But if you say, hey, write an article about it, they freeze up. I mean, is there any kind of words of wisdom you might have for our business owners that are listeners who can, you know, what would be maybe some steps and how they can create content, like a 1, 2, 3?
So,
I know that maybe I'll get you back on the radio show for more.
You'll laugh when I tell you this, okay? But I would actually go to Google and I would put most read articles on and put, you know, put the topic, right? Whatever you happen to be an expertise, you know, whatever your expertise happens to be in. And what I would actually do is I'd go look on LinkedIn and see the kinds of articles, the number of views that it gets, and that will tell you because everybody's going to have a different area of expertise, right? I mean, the millennials, they get more traction than you could ever believe because all the millennials love to read what millennials are sharing. And I read it and I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm, you know, because I have kids that are millennials. So what you really want to do is you want to use Google as your best friend to actually search what your audience is reading. Does that make sense?
It does. I like that. Kind of tells you what people are looking at. You know, there's been a lot of times I've gone to LinkedIn and I find that I'm amazed that business owners, not all business owners are on LinkedIn. I'm shocked. Now, career individuals are, right? Corporate women or men and stuff like that. But I find a lot of small business owners on there. I'm surprised by that. Like, do you think LinkedIn is one of the only places to be? Would you, you know, there's some of these others that are coming out like Alignable and some of those. Is LinkedIn going to do some magical things for the future we're not aware of to your kind of like expertise? What's coming down the pipe with LinkedIn?
Well, that's a great question. Here's the thing, you know, it really depends on who the audience is. And the reality is that it's only as good as if you work it. You know, it's like joining a gym and never showing up and saying, wow, I didn't lose any weight and I'm not any more toned. You know, small business owners can be on LinkedIn. The wrong perception about LinkedIn is it's a place where there's job hunters, there's a place for recruiters, and it's CEOs. And that's actually not true because in the B2B world, no matter how small you are, if you're not on LinkedIn, you really are left out because that's where B2B people go. And there was actually a study that said something like in the B2B world, people are, I forget what the number was, but the percentage was so huge in terms of being more likely to do business with you if you're on LinkedIn with a complete profile. So it actually is. I get, and again, if you're B2C, not as much, but B2B, it doesn't matter. Size does not matter in that case. You want to be on LinkedIn.
Right. You know, last question, and then I'll leave you with my power question at the end. I have a power question. Whoop, whoop. There's so much conversation, right, about advertising on Facebook. It's like, do you recommend, like, people's business owners that are B2B advertise on LinkedIn? I mean, does that help your reach? Does it do anything in benefits to you? I've heard LinkedIn advertising is a bit pricey. Is it not? I mean, what's your
pricey
take on LinkedIn advertising? Yeah.
If you've got the budget for it, it's very pricey, but it's great. It works. Absolutely works. But the other side to it, Michelle, is you don't necessarily have to advertise. You can grow your list of connections, grow your followers, post really great content, interact with people. There's even ways to get into pods, which, you know, maybe on another show we can talk about. But there's lots of ways to get visibility and credibility. I call LinkedIn the three Ps. It's presentation, prospecting, and profit. And if you do those three things, you present, you prospect, and you profit, you don't need to spend money on ads. If you want to, it works. Yes, it does work. But you don't have to do that. As long as you're putting in 30 minutes a day, you're consistent, your brand and your image are consistent, and you are marketing and prospecting in a very ethical and honest way without being pushy and salesy, it absolutely works.
Bam. I love that. I'm going to, you know, we're out of time and I want to have you back, of course, many times, which we're plotting and scheming on. So I hope all of you enjoyed this. But, you know, Rhonda, when you think of, you know, increasing your business with LinkedIn and what you talked about of, you know, being found and searching and being respectful on LinkedIn, right? So you're not stupid and trying to be salesy. And I'm sorry, those are my words, not yours. What's something you can leave us with that's going to empower, enlighten, or inspire us as it relates to LinkedIn? Let's hear it. I want to hear how you think fast on your feet.
Okay. So you heard about this new app. It's called the phone. I practice something called 10 before 10. And literally, here's what you do. Go to your LinkedIn, find your connections that you don't know very well, but that you're connected to. Pick up the phone. I do 10 before 10 a.m. and say, hey, Michelle, this is Rhonda. We're connected on LinkedIn. I am not selling anything. The reason that I'm reaching out is I really want to learn a little bit more about your business. If you want to put your business on steroids, get to know your connections. Make sure you tell them you're not selling and don't sell. And even if they want to buy, say, I didn't call to sell. If you're interested in my services, let's set up another call. I call today because I want to know who I can introduce you to or what I can do for you. And I promise you, Michelle, magic happens.
That's powerful. That's a drop the mic kind of thing, Rhonda. It's like, bam, I love it. And thank you for being on our show. You are an amazing leading lady. I want to thank all of our listeners for being here. You know, for every Friday at 2 p.m. and Mondays at 9 a.m. I just cannot believe the number of expert hosts we have in different topics. So I hope you'll come back and join us. And one thing, we'll be back here on Monday morning. Just remember, my challenge to all of us as women is, what are you doing to empower and support other women? So make sure you are a champion of women's advancement. We will see you on the next Women Lead Radio Show.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.